Oh my God, hello friends. Welcome back to another Simple Mo stream by Couch Cat. I'm Pison, and that's CrazyFi.
That's me.
And we do these streams twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. US Eastern, because we're EST gang. You know what I mean?
You are.
I am, but we all are essentially.
Sure.
Anyway, tonight is a very special stream. It's probably the first night throughout this Easter event that we're not grinding. We turned the grind lord off for today.
Rip.
I wrote a book a month ago, some time ago, and I kind of misled you. It's not really a fanfic, it's more like an adventure story, but it involves our good friends over at TPC, or the Peaceful Crusade, which we have two of them joining us tonight to help partake. This will be a live reading session, just like the other two. If you were here for the Sin X Pison fanfics, the very embarrassing fanfics for everyone involved,
Very
well,
cringe.
yeah, very cringe. Well, guess what? You're in for a special treat. And if you're not here, well, I guess you missed out. I guess, or maybe it was for the best. But yeah, CrazyFi, how are you tonight? Before we get into, the swing of things.
I'm good. I literally was just out shopping. We just bought a stroller and baby or a car seat for the baby.
Okay.
And ordered it online because they didn't have it in store. And right before the stream, I got an email saying order canceled. So having a great time. Like so we were so excited about it, everything, and like
Could
never mind.
you potentially fit in it?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. My wife is going to be carrying me and the child.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't want to get something that you don't fit in, just for emergency circumstances.
Yep, exactly. Strap me in that car seat, baby.
All right, well, that's sweet. Anything else?
Nah, how you
Yeah,
doing?
I'm doing good, dude. I'm tired. We're both tired. We're always tired, but not tired enough to quit. You know what I mean? I'm doing fine. We're really like blitzing through the show Married at First Sight, and it is just such a train wreck. It's like everyone starts off good, and then it's like marriage is hard, and then they just fall apart. It's like, well, pretty interesting stuff there, mister. But that's what we've been doing here, me and Kimchurz and Kumo. Yeah, let's go to chat real quick. So we have James. Shout out to James for being for oh God, sorry James, you cursed me. For being first, we have Mamo here, who should be asleep. For second, Couchcat claimed third, which is me. So props to me for being the best. Loch Ness is here. That doesn't count. Loch Ness, you cheated. Mowry's here. Shout out to Nowry. Tim is here saying, I'm grinding hard. Tim, for those of you who don't remember, is a new player, and they're grinding out the Easter event. Rai Sassima is finally here after like months of not showing up to the stream. We don't welcome you back, Rai Sassima. I'm so sorry. No, I'm just kidding. I'm glad you're here, and I will unfriend you. We have Sepri. Oh gosh. Cipri. C. When do you? How do you pronounce the backwards N? Proc. Is it proc?
Oh man, I
Is
can't
it P?
remember. No, because it's got the. Dang it, I don't remember.
Seep? Sep?
No.
Welcome to the stream, brother. Hey, what's up? Okay. So without further ado, well, actually, you know what? Before we bring the guest on, there's something very important that just happened.
Yes.
For those of you who don't know, we've partnered. I need to do an article about this. We've partnered with Yomu here. Yomu. He runs the Simple Mo app hub. So if you're a huge Simple Mo player, it's basically the tool. It's the tool of the trade, right? The tool of choice, where you can PvP, PvE, use the chat feature, which is like way better than native chat. Well, through our partnership, we are doing at least once, possibly twice, giveaways for tiered benefits, because his tool has Patreon tiers, so it's three tiers. And this round is for tier one benefits, temporary, of course. And the giveaway just broke here. It is definitely rigged, but congrats to our three winners who get 2 weeks of the support tier one benefits. Now, if for some reason these people don't have 10 hours of tool, like using Yomu's app, it will re-roll. But congrats to Kraken, who's from Proctor. Card, aka Cord, aka I'm glad he's got all of them here. And then at the last but not least, Aozora. So congrats to those three. We'll ping Yomu. I don't know really what's supposed to happen now, but we'll ping Yomu to make sure he knows.
Yomu, make sure that you got 10 hours in the app, and then if not, we'll re-roll for another lucky person. Otherwise, yeah, you're 2 weeks here shortly.
Yeah, that works perfectly. I like that. I like that idea. Okay, so now that that's out of the way, Crazy Fire, any other news before we bring on our rowdy crew here?
No, let's do it.
All right, so first and foremost,
yes,
we're going to bring on the most important person from TPC, okay? So prepare yourself. Hey, Loch Ness, what's up?
That was the third time we saw the Loch Ness.
You son of a bitch.
Third time. Hi.
Hello. The most important person in TPC is here. Loch Ness, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
How are you doing?
Doing all right. Just working and just trying to grind for these Easter freaking items. I can't get any balloons.
Oof, yeah, that's rough. It's felt pretty bad recently. You know what I mean? It's felt pretty bad. Have you gotten anything you've wanted so far?
I got the Blorby burb thingy.
It's like mandatory, right?
The only thing I got.
Yeah. Okay. Let's bring on the second most important person in TPC. It's Crazy Fire. No, there he is. It's King Cal's, the actual leader.
Excuse me? Is that Crazy Fire confirmed for TPC confirmed?
No, sorry, I'm retired.
We're retired, dude.
I mean, so are we at this point. We're second place. So
do you think like a PvE guild is close to a retirement guild? Because I mean,
pretty much we do tasks,
like, right? So what's the difference?
It's half a step away.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So King Kyles, how are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you. I'm glad to be back on time for once. It's been a couple months since I've been here. So
yeah, we missed that one
to ruin
window.
Everything yet again.
Yep. and how are you? Are you participating in the Easter event at all? We see TPC with the EXP boost here. So
I played a lot during the first 5 days, and then all the tools vanished,
mm-hmm.
and then I just
gave up.
Did other things.
Yeah,
I've got one of the specials or one of the items I want, but there's another week. There's no point in rushing.
Were the tools really a driving force for most players this time
Absolutely.
Around?
Absolutely.
For sure.
Okay. Man,
it's explosive, so
I feel the same way.
I'm sure you do.
Okay.
I knew the second that they were out, I was like, yeah, I'm not getting those. I'm not even going
to
worry.
Yeah, I don't pay enough to get those. You know what I mean?
Not a new lifer.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. But for those of you who got them, congrats, I guess. Unless you, like, just bought them, I don't know. Anyway, tonight, again, we're doing the TPC fanfic. I'll just say it's a fanfic. The TPC fanfic reading with our friends here from TPC, sanctioned by TPC. I asked King Cows. King Cows ripped me a new one, said it wasn't good enough, and then I made this, and now he won't even acknowledge it. So here we are.
I won't even wave at you anymore.
It's official TPC lore. It's official. But a lot of the time it was. So here, oh god, I just like made myself like freak out. So here is what's going to happen. I will be narrating. We have King Cows reading his dialogue. We have Loch Ness reading her dialogue. We have Crazy Fi reading his dialogue. And I will fill in for the rest here. And hopefully we can do these like talk at the same time parts in unison. And
can I say something real quick?
Yeah, sure.
I have yet to read this.
Oh, so if this is your first time, this is the best time to do it.
What?
It's interesting.
I've been waiting for raw. All
right. So without further ado, shall we just get into it?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, all right. That's okay. Why we're here, right?
All right, so on cue the rain, make it rainy outside. All right, here we go.
Can we put it on screen or are we just reading it?
Yeah, I mean, I could put it on screen if you want.
Yeah.
Let's
follow along without fiddling around.
I have it zoomed in too, so. And it's a flat note.
Yeah, no, good point.
Make sure you make Sentinel's voice barely audible. That is freaking hilarious, dude.
Has he got lines in this?
He has one.
Yes, he does.
At least one.
Okay.
He has a couple.
For that, we just go.
Is that fine, chat? I hope that's fine. It's good enough. It's in-game if you want to follow along. All right. So this is The Dungeon of Gloopy Dreams, a TPC adventure by myself. Hey. Also published by Bison's Publishing House, 2PH, what's up? All right. Gray rocks scatter into pieces as two sets of Celestial Grade Warrior Boots left a trail in the unforgiving landscape that is Arcan. Spires of jagged stone stretched towards the heavens, limiting the path of travel. The air in Arcan was thin and oppressive, the sky dark during all hours of the day. However, bright moons dotted the sky as nature's lantern for bleary-eyed travelers. Under the orange and purple moon stood the newly constructed headquarters of the Peaceful Crusade, also known as TPC. The building was a castle that hid behind spires, camouflaged by the shadows from above. A giant set of steel double doors welcomed only the most vetted visitors. At the entrance to TPC, the two traveling warriors dropped their bags and gave the entrance a good thumping. Dun, dun, dun. I don't know. Inside the castle, King Cows, the leader of TPC, stood in front of the crackling fireplace that warmed the guild's common area. Joining him were his co-leader, Sentinel, Hot Dog, and a few of their loyal officers, Loch Ness and Rysasima. That's the real name. Off to the side stood the unofficial queen of TPC, Kiwi, wearing a common grade onesie. Don't ask.
So, I did a thing and accepted a super dangerous dungeon clearing quest that we're not equipped to handle. Any questions?
A collective sigh from the TPC members could be heard from the huddled group. Sentinel launched from his position and reached for King Cow's neck. Why do you always do this, sir? What the fuck is that, dude?
How's Sentinel sounds.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Why do you do this? Why do you do this, sir? Loud thumping from the entrance interrupted Sentinel's attempt at strangling King Cows. King Cows squirmed away from the group and practically skipped to the front door. His guild didn't know the whole story yet. After accepting the dangerous quest, King Cow sent word to the two strongest retired warriors in Simple MO. That's an easy flex. His guild members might already think there's no hope for TPC, but King Cows thought differently. Moments later, King Cows re-entered the common area with two handsome warriors. Hot Dog and Sentinel side-eyed each other, finding comfort in their despair.
Very handsome. Do not fear, TPC. We won't be facing the dungeon quest alone. I, the ever-majestic guild leader, requested assistance from our closest ally. Couch Cat.
Pison and Crazify spoke in unison.
We're here to get paid. Oh.
Pison elbowed Crazify and coughed into his hand. Another collective sigh escaped from the TPC members. Is that how the collective... That's like Phasmo, dude. Anyway, Loch Ness and Rysasima solemnly guided the retired warriors to a couch while offering them tea. King Cows returned to his place in front of the fireplace, aware that Sentinel would push him into the roaring flames if the meeting got worse.
Now that Couch Cat is here, let's finalize the quest party. I need one TPC member to accompany us. Who shall it be?
I can't wait to go on another adventure.
It will.
Sentinel and Hot Dog stared daggers at King Cows as he began to sweat. While Kiwi was the unofficial queen of TPC, she was also known as the official noob.
Well, Snookums.
Don't you well Snookums me again.
It's just, the dungeon is going to be hard.
I don't care.
I'll buy you a celestial onesie.
Looking pleased with herself, Kiwi backed off from arguing any further. Pison leaned closer to Crazify and dropped the conversation down to a whisper. Are onesies still a thing?
Would people buy Couch Cat onesies?
Pison stared at Crazify. Pison stared hard at Crazify. You know that hard stare you do when your friend just embarrasses you? Yeah, that's the stare. King Cows wiped the sweat dripping from underneath his beanie and continued onward.
I believe the best person for the job is Loch Ness because she's an integral part of TPC. I cannot imagine doing this quest without her wit and charm.
Or the fact that she is practically a whale.
I'll take the OP over onesie any day. Let's go already.
You have one job, pay attention.
I got lost.
The party was finalized, and without a ceremonious goodbye, they departed through the giant double doors of TPC HQ. Now entering the Dungeon of Gloopy Dreams. The entrance to the Dungeon of Gloopy Dreams jutted out the side of a massive mountain. Pure darkness awaited those who peered from the outside, with a single lantern dangling above, anchored to the rocky outcrop just above the path that led inward. The party stood just under the lantern as it swayed due to the chilling breeze that escaped the depths as if the mountain had just sighed. Okay, King Cavs, you're not gonna. This is the one time you're not gonna say. Sounds of liquid dripping and dropping to the dungeon's floor echoed outward. I don't know how to do. No one budged an inch as the party took stock of their situation. King Cows uses 1x torch.
There's one door. The dungeon's boss is summoned when we clear the initial wave. I don't know what the boss is, but I figured we could handle it. Right? Right?
Kreisvi used 1x torch and began the trek through the dungeon's floor. Dude, you're so like I don't know, like very like proper when you're reading this, but so not like you, King Cows. Like it's so
I could do it in David Attenborough if you want.
You could just like loosen up, dude. You know, be like a jello man. No. Anyway, Kreisvi took the lead with Pisen following second, keeping a safe distance in case of traps. King Cows remained in the middle of the pack, with Loch Ness bringing up the rear. No one spoke as the party moved deeper into the first and only floor. The air grew colder, and the sounds of what appeared to be water amplified the further the party walked. Eventually, the linear rocky pathway opened to a dimly lit cavern. The light was blue and danced around the room, reflecting off of crystals far above the heads of the party. The sound of water splashing against the rock was slow, but resounded heavily off of the jagged, blue-hued walls. The sound had weight, leaving Pisen to fight his imagination that a thick glob of honey was falling from the cavern ceiling.
Guys, look out!
Hundreds of gloops dropped from the ceiling as their warning began to echo across the cavern. There were dangerous gloops, green gloops, and metal gloops. The party lost sight of the floor as the enemy moved towards them, moving as a massive, gloopy wall.
Oh my goodness, the world boogers are coming.
The party collectively sighed.
This will take all of my energy points, man.
Are you even surprised? You have like 10.
Shut up, everyone. Prepare yourselves.
The battle transformed the landscape into a 2D environment. King Cow's party formed on the left, with a massive mountain of gloops on the right. Immediately, the party launched a combined assault, using several special attacks to thin the ranks. Energy points were expanded strategically to maintain a continuous assault against the gloops. Pi was shared amongst the party as their HP dipped rapidly against the gloops' counter-assault, and Kumo started barking. I'm falling asleep! Kreisvi yawned and was already preparing for his nap as his 10 energy points were used during the initial special attack onslaught. He was halfway under his expedition blanket when Loch Ness wiped the remaining gloops with her deep pool of energy points.
I knew we'd be okay. That was just a joke.
The cavern began to convulse, sending vibrations throughout the space. The party shook up and down, still locked in the 2D battle environment. Suddenly, a two-story, crown-toting, majestic gloop slammed in front of the worry party.
Oh, really? A giant slimy uwu monster. Is there a female in our party?
We are so demonetized. Kreisvi led the assault by blowing his one regenerator energy point on a special attack. He immediately followed his attack by unfolding his blanket to continue his nap preparation. Loch Ness wasted no time setting the pace, ensuring the remaining party attacked in layers, reducing the flare-ups of everyone's carpal tunnel. Ow!
We're almost there, team.
The party was unrelenting in their assault. Pisen and King Cows threw their remaining energy points into a special attack blitz. The majestic gloop roared as its HP neared zero. Loch Ness stood as the only remaining party member with energy points. Left without another option, Loch Ness spammed special attack until she had no points left. The majestic gloop's movement stopped, its color fading to gray. The dungeon boss exploded, showering the victorious party with 1,000 sparkling pixels. The dungeon was cleared. Now back at TPC HQ. The party's return was just as uneventful as their departure, for no one believed King Cows would be successful. Gasp escaped from Rysasima and others as the party entered through double doors, mostly unscathed. Sentinel and Hotog ordered the TPC members to stop collecting material for the gravestones meant for King Cows and crew. Hugs and high fives were given as the party settled into the common area.
You get up here and say, I told you so. I freaking told you so. I'm an elite gamer.
Oh my god. Dude, get closer to your mic, dude. That sounds like shit.
I'm an elite gamer.
Yes, sir. Of course, sir.
Exactly right. Here, here for the party of the hour. Huzzah.
Wait.
Everyone froze. Their glasses mid-clank.
Pison said we're getting paid mega gold. Where is it?
King Cow's coughed into his hand, side-eyeing Pison as he slowly approached Crazy Fi. King Cow's rested his hand on Crazy Fi's shoulder, rubbing his chin as if in deep thought.
This quest was impossible without your assistance, Couch Cat.
Crazy Fi nodded in agreement.
You two deserve only the best that TPC can offer, the value of which is immeasurable.
Crazy Fi continued nodding while the rest of the room bracework came next.
Here is your payment, my good friends. The never-ending love, my never-ending love and adoration. Huzzah.
Pison, you said he would pay us. What the heck, man?
Crazy Fi kicked Pison's leg out from under him, grabbing his collar swiftly and dragging him towards the double doors. King Cows!
Pison!
Without looking, Crazy Fi dragged Pison through the doors, slamming them shut. The common area was silent after witnessing the potential end to King Cows' guest hosting on the Couch Cat stream ever again.
Well then, shall we have some biscuits and tea?
End. This is a Pison Publishing House publication. Thank you for Dagon for the sponsoring the 10 mil towards the book. And thank you to King Cows and the TPC crew for their cooperation. Wow.
I'm so sorry, everyone.
That was just as cringy as I thought it would be. Every time you think it gets better and it doesn't.
Not as cringy as the last one.
Okay. To be fair, I was aiming for Sin Pison fanfic to be super cringy. But this... At least it's a kind of adventure. I should have gave Loch Ness more lines, though. Now that I know that she's so, so willing to talk shit, I should have gave her more lines.
I'll look for sound effects next time, too.
That'll be in the sequel book.
It's going to be like those podcasts where they do little sound effects and stuff for the stories.
Oh, cool. Like Not Another D&D, where they have like the whole soundtrack set perfectly.
Archive 81, I don't know if you watched the Netflix show, but it was originally based off of a podcast, and their sound effects and stuff are really good.
I've seen one episode.
It's good.
Okay.
Finish it.
Okay. Chat, what do you think out of 10? Let's see, we have Rice Sassima, 8 out of 10. We have Loon, 6.9 out of 420. Thank you, Loon. Demonetized. Thank you, Loon. Thanks.
It's just a number.
It's just a number. But yes, thank you for holding on to that. It was fun. Thanks to Loch Ness and King Cows. And thanks for Crazy Fi, who gets dragged in at the last minute to read these things. Oh, Sentinel. 9.6 out of 10 as a TPC member. I don't know if that flies. King Cows, you know what to do.
He's gone. He's already gone.
That's good. Dill. Dill's here. I'm not sure why I listened to this. Dill, you listened to this so you could ping our community event in the Simple Mode Discord. Thank you, brother.
I'm looking forward to the feedback in the Discord after this.
Mamo says 5 out of 7. Mamo, I don't know if that's how you rate things. James says 10 out of 10 life-altering experiences. Nauri says 11 out of 10. Okay, thank you, thank you.
Scyton also need it more bear, so we need it more...
You can ping it yourself if you would read... Dill, what the heck do you think I am?
Confirmed lazy?
What do you think I am, Dill?
Unable to do things on Discord.
Sassimo says, I was promised tea and biscuits. Yeah, Dill, I need like your ultra help here. Okay, so while we have TPC here, Crazy Fi, I don't know if you want to discuss Season 2 stuff, hopes and dreams for TPC, but... Before we get into that, King Cows, it was your first time reading that book. What'd you think?
I couldn't have expected any better. That was a masterpiece through and through, beginning to end. I got to say huzzah twice, so I'm happy. And I did a new Roo voice, so...
Dude, I got you. I trapped you in that one.
You did. I was not expecting that at all. Thank you. Yeah, 10 out of 10.
Thank you, King Cows. What do you think of Loch Ness?
I think it was good and fun. This is like the second time I've read it through. The first time, oh my gosh, I was dying. I wanted to, like the way that you described yourselves, Paizen and Crazy Fi, each time is different and it like escalates. It was really well done. It was well done. I like
it. It's literally real life. Like
adventure awaits.
Nothing good happens when we're together. thank you. Thank you. So let's talk about TPC as a guild, since we have the guild leader and one of their prominent officers here. So season one, we would say for especially PvE, TPC was a strong guild. You never wavered. You stayed within your tier. You know, good or bad, you touched number one in your tier. And it's like, what, you know, we hope more for season two. Especially as a PvE where it's, you know, the stakes are a lot higher, if you will. But Crazy Fi, could you give a brief, just a brief overview, like how TPC did for season one? Like not numbers, just like, were you impressed, etc.?
Yeah, I mean, as a PvE, they're able to stay with up in the higher tiers, and, you caught me off guard, I don't know.
Okay, yeah. Did you like TBC better than the Titans or no?
Yeah, because they were above the Titans.
Wow, not because we were friends with them?
As a logical and unbiased statement, the numbers were higher than the Titans, what? So they were better.
Loch Ness is a co-lead now?
Loch Ness is a co-lead, correct.
Holy shit, you're just losing people. Is Hot Dog still there?
Yep, Hot Dog's still there.
Is Sentinel still there?
Yep.
What about PvP Poo Poo?
PvP Poo Poo's an officer. Yes.
Oh my.
Be right back.
No, that's Stinky Feet.
Okay.
That's Stinky Feet. Sorry, my bad. I got them mixed up. Same vibe.
Okay, so.
PvP Poo Poo's a warrior.
Yeah, oh, this is.
You disgust me, right?
yes.
So let's get into. Since you're here, we never got to pull you during season one. King Cows. How do you feel about TBC's performance in season one throughout the whole 8 weeks?
Honestly, weirdly exceptional. I kind of encourage almost every week for people to chill out and kind of do their own thing and not step 3 million times a day. So the fact that we beat the Titans in season one, top PvE guild, I don't know how it happened.
Yeah.
So bravo, all of you.
hold on. We've got something here. Let's do this one.
Thank you.
I don't know when it stops.
To be honest.
Okay, I think it's stopping.
We deserve a really long applause.
Just a really long applause.
About an hour long.
I mean, you had moments where it was kind of spooky, right? There were some moments where your EXP wasn't as, you know, your EXP gaining wasn't as strong. Your guild was slowing down, but you still, you know, I would say it was a very exciting fight. As exciting PvE can be between you and the Titans, especially. So yeah, we give you credit for when credit is due there.
Thank you.
Is there anything, or did you have to change anything during season one? And Loch Ness, you can chime in too. But did you have to like switch up gears at all to keep that spot?
Nope. We were already number one, so we just carried on.
Seriously?
No, I didn't motivate anyone to step anymore. It was just keep doing what you're doing.
That's your baseline?
Yeah, I'm trying not to pressure people into doing too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here to have people for the long term, not the short term, and get burned out and
right.
Blah, 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 so.
And you got 8 weeks, so you don't really need a turbo.
Exactly.
But it's good to see.
I'm not even thinking about competing with the PvP guilds because it's pointless.
Yeah, at least right now, right, as the current state of guilds. Loch Ness, did you find yourself more motivated than usual? Were you stepping more? Were you doing anything different? Or is it just kind of like how King Cows was saying, pretty chill?
Well, only because now went from officer to co-leader. I'm like, I need to make gold and diamonds fast.
That's the only reason
why I'm playing now. I'm grinding because I need to fund the guild.
So when you were like an officer, you're still more in the chill. You're vibing, as
you
they say.
You were terrible. Two steps a week.
Is this true?
Yes.
Holy shit, Loch Ness. You really are the MVP of DPC. All right. Okay. So Let's talk about season two. Season two, brand new start. Everyone's going to start with zero EXP. We probably have new guilds on the horizon that we're not tracking, and I'm sure there'll be PvE guilds there. So what are your initial hopes for TBC going into season two, King Cows?
I am worried. Well, not worried, but the Titans have really stepped it up recently. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they've done. I don't know what they've changed. They used to absolutely suck, but now... Now they're always like 0.2 mil ahead of us, and I don't know how they're doing it. Because at the moment, we got 24-hour raids going on. Like, the entire Easter event is just a raid, constantly. Yeah. And they still beat us. We're constantly doing tasks and raids, and they're still ahead. So there's not much more I can do without really forcing people to stamp more, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
It's just not how the Peaceful Crusade works.
Okay. And Loch Ness, as a co-lead, do you share the same sentiment? What are your initial hopes going into Season 2?
I'm just hoping that we get to keep our spot. And I think for me, because I am a little bit competitive, that Titans going strong means that I'm going to, like, that will motivate me and a few other players to continue playing more and just go from there. Just got to hold our spot.
Yeah. And, you know, Keeban says that as a joke. He says poach Titan members. But honestly, if you think about it, that's one of the ways PvE guilds can wage, like, psychological war against each other. Right, Crazy Fire? Like, if you can't declare wars and you just all have like
war on their players.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, to make it like your battlegrounds, like, even it's PVE, it's the tasks, the BA, sure, whatever, raids, whatever. But like, if you can start poaching players,
I mean, I'm hoping Titan players just burn out. Cause if they're being pushed, I'm hoping it's only like a few weeks and then, yeah, some of them move
for the long haul
with
them,
whatever.
Mm-hmm. Like the short term.
Yeah.
Yes.
War, not the battle.
Sentinel says it correctly. PvE has psychological war, while PvP has physical wars. Yeah. Designate someone as your honeypot or your recruiter and start DMing random Titan members. And like, hey, are you tired of being told what to do?
That's what creates drama. No drama. Yeah,
exactly. And guess what?
And then we
like
can report on it. And it's perfect.
Guess what we like,
look,
brother.
At that.
Hey, guys, this is a drama alert with Couch Cat.
We're helping them create content, Casey.
Yeah, that's all we're asking for, guys. Come on. That's why we have you on here.
Yeah,
I feel like you guys are doing well enough without it.
No, we could always do better. You know what I mean? It never ends for us. Keeban says, Pison encouraging unsolicited guild ads. Hey Keeban, whose side are you on, by the way?
I will say, I think I covered it a bit in the last weekly guild stats video, but the number of PvE guilds has shot up a lot. And I think that's obviously because of how the new PvP guild system works, where you could just get poached no matter what.
Yeah.
Even if you have less than 10 players or something. Or 10 warriors. So I think it'll be interesting to see what other PvE guilds are out there besides Titans, TPC.
We get it, you're bored of us. We understand.
No, I appreciate you guys leading the pack every time. Mm-hmm. I like that. You set the standard and everyone else is below it, but
yeah.
I'd like to see more of that. I'd like to see what the others have to bring.
And I wonder if it's just because, like, PvE guilds are just more sustainable in the long run. Like, there's not that pressure of, like, the wars, right? Like, sure, you still got, you know, you gotta pay in. You gotta buy your diamonds. You gotta get your PowerPoints, do your raids, do your tasks, whatever. But, like, in the long run, I think it's less taxing mentally to be like, all right, we're not gonna get thrown into a war of Forest or Beyblade or, you know, Wolfblood, like, anything like that, you know, to get battered. We're just like, okay, we literally just need to log on, figure out when we're going to raid, and we'll do this thing, you know?
It's a casual mobile game. Everyone needs to chill out.
Well, King Cows, this is kind of like an esports big deal. We're changing the meta of the game. We're changing how the game is viewed through the minds of the competitive nature of players, okay?
Are you ever going to do, like, live commentary on wars.
What if we could, if there was a way where we could like actively view a war, that would be freaking sick. But there's, that's just not a thing, right? We would have to like just be like, hey, can you report what your war, what war you're in right now and what's going on?
I have a couple ideas.
Ooh.
I have a couple ideas.
Area 51 secrets over here with Crazy Fi.
Yeah.
Dagon says King Cow's looking good. That's what I said too. I said, you know, I love the beanie because it's our logo, but he looks good.
No, I've seen a few people mention that I'm bald.
Yeah, but they're kids. Like, you can't get mad.
Wait, you're bald? I don't care.
I'm only bald as of like 4 days ago, five days ago. I had some pathetic hair before that, but now I'm full bowling ball. Let's go.
It's all that test, dude. Mm-hmm. Fucking
it's way too deadlift like, set this light down.
You deadlift like 600 pounds.
There we go.
Dagon, death has meaning in Simple Mo, okay? It's spooky. Dee Dee says, SNC literally crumbled as soon as the Golden Guild update hit. Well, a lot of people quit based on just, like, their initial gut reaction to the update. There's nothing you can do about that. You threw away your guild's legacy, out of a personal choice, which is unfortunate. Yeah, it hurts. You can't fund your guild as easier as before, but I mean, you know.
Yeah, are we going to talk about the guild updates today or another time?
I mean, you're here. We rarely have you here. Mm-hmm. If there's anything else, Lognus, if there's anything else you want to talk about or touch on for season two.
No, I'm good. I'll leave it to you guys.
Do you want to talk about any updates or anything?
Not for me. Just tell me what to do.
She was here initially for the update.
Lognus has been more active than I am recently.
Okay.
So,
well, good thing she's a co-lead. I will say for season two, I have high hopes for TPC. While the PvP guilds really get me, you know, get the fire roaring, so to speak. You know, you do this with like a cast iron, and it's like really hot. It gets really hot, you know. But I think the PvE guilds are, I don't know, they're more vocal. I don't know, like they interact with us the most, and there's a lot more shifting from the lower tiers, like the lowest three tiers, and I dig it. I dig the PvE shuffle, so to speak. I'll coin that term, the PvE shuffle. So I have high hopes for TBC. I am sharing your sentiment, King Cows. I wonder if Titans will burn out because this is the off season, but PvE guilds have a lot to gain from events because everyone wants a step. Everyone wants to, you know, kill NPCs. So maybe that's just them. Maybe that's just them having a pocket full of active players for the event. I don't know.
Hopefully.
But it'll be cool. It'll be cool to see you when season two starts. Mm-hmm. All right. So if you want to talk about the guild stuff, King Cows, we welcome it since you're finally here. So what do you want to touch on first?
So the main one is the PowerPoint changes. Holy moly. It has been difficult. So obviously we can raid in two different locations now, which is very nice. So we're split between, well, outside of events, we're split between Everwinter and Arkhan. And we're raiding both. And that's 2 hour raids are 6 power points, do about 8 of those a day. It's like 50 power points a day. We are draining fast and it's concerning. That's kind of my main. I think he went a bit too hard.
The two, the cage day, right?
It's a decay of PowerPoint each.
Oh, the decay one a day
instead of every 2 days.
Yeah, that's barely noticeable compared to how many raids we do. I mean, that's more of an us problem, and I know I've been begging for like a gold/diamond sink for a while.
I don't know where Loch Ness went, by the way. I have no idea. Fine. I don't know where she went.
Mike went hard with it, and I'm feeling the struggle on my wallet and my diamonds. Pretty much everything I earn just goes back into the guild now. It's rough.
Do you think you'll slow it down after the Easter event?
No.
No?
The funny thing, the Easter event has been cheaper because we raid in one location. A 24-hour raid costs us less than when we normally raid.
Thank you, Loch Ness.
Interesting.
So,
sorry to cut you off, but do you think guilds now, you know, really rely on co-leads to pitch in? Like, it's, do you think it's just like too much for a one-man show?
So 100%. It's like a 5-6 man show now.
What would be like 50, Ian Tax
using 50 power points a day? That's what, 150 diamonds now a day. Yeah.
Good God.
Yeah, Tax won't cover that. You know what I mean?
Tax cover about 8 of that. Yeah, on average, I think.
That's wild.
Like, I'm thankful for the task buffs, but it still doesn't really make much of a difference.
Okay. That's, I mean, Dagon says it. I think a lot of people share the sentiment, but they wish that PowerPoint decay would just go.
If that just vanished, no one would care.
Yeah, like, obviously the decay is there to, one, encourage use, so to do the task raids, etc. And also to kind of curb those who, like, can stabilize and just be ultra, you know, strong with that stabilization. But it still just sucks from a, you know, casual, maybe free-to-play-esque player where you're like, you're relying on the in-game systems to get those diamonds.
I mean, I'm still mostly free-to-play, and it's my entire
the update we deserve.
The update. I mean, it's needed, I think, to be honest. Like, God knows how much Babel have spent in gold on whatever the hell they're doing up there.
I don't want to know either.
I'm curious how what their expenditures
look
like.
Have we seen the gold chart since the gold update? Has it dipped?
Do we know? I have not looked.
I'm sure Alucard would tell me too, and I just don't want to know. Like,
because since the Easter event, I'm sure that gold chart has just plummeted.
Let's see.
Because people would have spent so much money on event items for those celestial tools.
See you, Lochness. Thanks for joining us. Lochness says they're heading to work. And now for me to wait a day to rewatch so I can actually read the chat. Talk to you all later. Thanks again, Loch. Longtime fan. And now a TPC co-lead.
Yep. Very much needed.
Cuban says it has dipped. Luckily, I don't pay attention to the macro of Simple MMO because I'm too busy watching real life markets dwindle. Help! Help me!
Good. Let's keep it dipping.
Let's keep it dipping.
What else can people spend money on?
While Crazy Fi is looking, I just want to bring up the fact that King Cow sent me an Easter egg box that says, "I want to smell your farts."
I'm so glad that came up in the show. Thank you.
What prompted that?
What didn't prompt that?
Yeah, I guess. Why am I even fucking surprised?
I'm just being honest. Come on. Just
all right,
man
dude.
To man. I want to smell your farts.
I guess we're definitely demonetized.
Yep.
Yeah, way to go. We fit right in. We fit right in with this Simple MMO community now. Like, really, we were like on the edge, and now that comment brought us, you know, closer.
Yeah. I mean, closer, I didn't bring it up. You did.
So. Yeah. Closer to the Blob Squad, you know, so we can fit in with Hadu.
The Blob Squad. I need a blob. Hit me up.
And then you spend all your money on it, and then you can't sustain your guild.
Yeah. I've actually lost money for the first time this week.
Oof.
Yeah.
Tim says, "What's in the Easter egg box?" It's a message.
It's feet.
So this is the update. It only goes out. This one only goes out to January 2023, so we still can't see it on here, unfortunately.
Yeah. When was the gold update?
February. Wasn't that? I thought it was early March.
March. Yeah, either late February or early March, because we were like week 5 when SNC dropped. So,
yeah,
about the beginning of March. So we don't see it yet, at least here, based off of what Mike posted last time or shared last time.
Yeah, dude, Wolf on Wall Street, brother. Everyone's going down.
So
Oh boy.
Kevin says, I just know that Mike was very happy with the results of the gold update.
Oh, really?
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep those gold things coming.
Anything else can count? Do you worry? Like, I know you had Warriors. The take on Warriors. I imagine you have your feelings there since it's not
PvE. Pretty much pointless for us.
Yeah.
He said he was going to introduce something for us, but it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, I'm curious if he's trying to figure out
He was releasing updates every Wednesday, I think it was.
Right.
It was three Wednesdays in a row. Then he missed last week. So I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I'm curious if he's trying to figure out.
Would it just be a copy and paste, but for NPCs?
We got Librarian or something, right?
What was it? I was surprised that a guild library became a thing.
I know.
Like, yeah, it was a bit weird.
And it's like, yeah, you can store your lore, but a lot of like the guilds that are really hardcore into the lore, like I always look back at Koi in their prime, like it's in their Discord. Like it's
what's
like
the role called?
It's etched into that shit. So I guess it's a nice take. You're allowing more of the game, like the player made game lore to exist.
Author.
But then you're also still charging for it. So it's like, I don't know. Another library where you have to spend, you know, money and
this
diamonds.
Is going down as one of simple MMO's most pointless updates. I don't understand.
Oh, Tiger's here, what's up? And I also want to say Ice Neo is actually here, and we all thought Ice Neo quit for the 50th time. You're kinda like Fred, dude. Fred was actually here earlier too.
Hands up if you want to be an author in TPC. Don't publish any books. Just
you could just get the tag.
Someone say in chat. If you want it, you get it. Merry Christmas.
Mammoth says we need healers to heal our mental. Yeah, I guess guild leaders do need that. But not yet. They need an author first.
Wait, I just thought.
What?
It comes up in the list with officers and co-leaders. I don't think you can be an author and an officer or a co-leader.
That seems a little busted. Like, what if you want a historian as your as a officer?
Nope, you're too important. Sorry. Can't write books.
my guild.
Yeah, no, hold on.
My what? Guild scribe over here.
Yeah. Taking the weekly meeting minutes.
Accidentally set someone as a warrior.
Yeah, so it's like.
Yeah, no, it comes up in the same list, so you can't be both.
So it's just like, go ahead and record our actions for the week.
Keep them.
Wow, it's only going to cost me 150 mil. And you can't update
Keeban is now our guild author, so I expect some books coming up in the next week.
Nice, dude. Mm-hmm. Keeban has so much lore built up in his little chicken wings.
He sure is something.
He sure is something. He's exactly what we need with his degenerate avatar and mindset.
Best avatar I've ever seen in the game, hands down. If you haven't seen it, go check out Punjo's avatar. Keeban made it by far the best ever avatar.
P-U-N-J-O?
P-O-O-N-J-O.
P-O-O-N-J-O.
Yeah, Punjo, you know, like the Poon, the word that gets you demonetized.
Oh, man, why did I...
Yeah, I know.
Come on!
James says...
You're better than this.
Officers and co-leads can publish books anyway. Author is for people... You don't trust with perns, but allowed.
Wait, are they not
books.
In a guild? Oh, they are. Never mind.
Really?
Sorry, continue.
I don't trust you, but I want you to post books.
I'll try to post something.
DD, I'm right there with you, dude. Tiger says, I think it's a smaller amount for guild library books things. Are you sure? Can you confirm that for me?
How do I...
Mallory says, I want that buff cat avatar.
I can create
to get
a book
all
right now.
The different... reiterations like the Ubi running cat. Oh Jesus.
Yeah, I could create a book right now.
For how much?
I don't know. Here, test.
Anything else can count? Warriors, library, gold.
Library, gold.
I think that's pretty much it.
I swear there was something else. Raiding in two different areas. Cover that.
Well, you just don't have to be in the same area. Yeah,
that's nice.
Which is a good quality of life.
I've been asking for that for a while.
I think people are just not—they're not active enough, or they can't be like rallied enough to.
I still feel like it's a tad too expensive, but we move. I'll cope.
10 mil.
Are you still in Arcan, or did you move?
I'm personally in Arcan. Yeah, half the guild is. Half the guild's in Everwinter, so...
Both. You said 10 mil for the book?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cheap.
So you don't get a discount if you're author.
QD was trying to say 15 mil. QD, how are you supposed to be an advisor when you don't even have the right answer?
It's interesting, because if you delete a draft, it sends you to the overarching library, not your guild library again.
And tricks you? Like, you, oh, I gotta fix this. And then you're like, suddenly you're in the main library.
Yeah.
And you're like Ryan Bohr. You're like, we like to kiss each other on Thursday nights. Ooh, ooh. For everyone to see. That's gotta be like heaven and hell, right? That's gotta be in their guild library. Pratt definitely sanctioned that. Now you want icons for the author role? Let's not get ahead of ourselves here. Cutie. Keeban says you forgot to talk about the mandatory weekly guild member sacrifice.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's it for the guild updates. Apart from tasks not being timed anymore. Which is...
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's our favorite, because we would fail every single task. But we're doing it. We're doing tasks.
I mean, they were difficult for us. Like, we couldn't do them all the time.
Yeah, I remember you said that. They were posted about it, and you're like, wow, we couldn't even do it. And I remember when they first came out, and Death Star, and Derek Taylor was like, we can't even do it.
Yeah, that was rough.
What is heaven and hell? Is it edible? You know exactly what I'm talking about, DD. Cutie says, our guild library is a guild Discord link, and that's it, I think. But you could put that in your description, couldn't you? Like, why would you put that in as a book?
Put that in your library? What?
Nowry says, I can't actually read, so they can't. They don't know of heaven and hell. Nowry, when are you leaving heaven and hell? For Couch Cat.
Trying to poach for a retirement guild? Where we're at,
yeah, but you can't say, you can't use that verbiage because we have mods in chat. Tiger says Beyblade does task quick, not gonna lie, yeah, because they have all of like
they're obsessed,
they have, yeah, they have like the bulk of, I don't know, they have the bulk of the players with deep pockets that like want to fucking blitz this thing. So I would hope they do it quickly.
Deep pockets and way too much time.
Jesus, because I wanted to make a book and didn't know what else to put in it. Okay, sweet.
So, did you two get any celestial tools?
Are you freaking kidding me, dude?
Dude, I walked out of work that Monday when the update showed up. I looked at the awards or rewards you could get. I was like, oh, cool, tools. That's awesome. And I saw limited 25. Yep, I was like, oh, dude. Yeah. Nah, I'm not even going to...
I said on my Discord they'd be gone in a week, and I don't remember who said it. They were like, no, there's no way they'll be gone. No, you'll be delusional.
Yeah, that didn't age well.
In 4 days?
Yeah, it was like 3 or 4 days, they're all gone.
I was like, that's mad. Someone's definitely hoarding them. Someone has like one of each.
And they were expensive. Probably. It was like 3,000 of the common and however many of the elite. Like, 3,000 of the common is wild.
Yeah, people were just like... scalping, you know what I mean? Like,
that's got to be billions of gold, right?
Oh, for sure.
Billions.
Ace was like offering like 500k. I think that was just for carrots. Like, pretty wild, dude. Yeah,
balloons were valued at 8 mil each for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, when the event dropped, I didn't even notice it, because like, I'm like, okay, I gotta get this, you know, blog post out because we don't get to see things ahead of time. So I was like, and I was like, what the fuck is this thing? And it was like all limited stuff, and I was like, there's no way, dude. This is like for 1% of the community. Like,
rip. Why were the more expensive ones limited? Just let them go.
Because you have collectors in this game that ruin everything.
I was willing to grind for 3,000 carats for one.
Just DD says Chul has entered the chat.
Let them get it. Blues the Temple now for on, the first few hours. Oof.
I think from now on, the way to play the Vents is get on immediately, grind out like a day, and then sell all your tradables.
Yeah. Like have no hope for anything else. Like just sell.
Sell them all, hold on to that gold for the Christmas event, and then get the pet and special there. I think that might be the way to go.
James says balloons were 10 mil for the first few hours. It was way cheaper to just buy a tool than to buy event mats and claim
one. You say that, but there's no celestial tools on the player market.
I'm sure it's done through trades because it's more expensive than the... Because what? Player market is 10 bill gold cap. And I'm sure it's a lot more than that. Yeah, there's a gold cap to the player market if I remember correctly. So I'm sure it's done through trades and Discord.
It's just not worth it at that point.
Like, no, like you have to go find where they're selling them, and then James says market cap is 1 bill. Okay,
even worse.
Yeah, even worse. So,
Mamo, you're making me lose faith in Aqua. All your jokes about Jihan, I'm like, this guild's not going to even make it on the board. there goes my hopes for PvE guilds, everyone. Besides TPC and Titans, because is Ornate Greenhouse, are they PvP? Are they still PvE?
Do you two know the Titans leader? Are they a member of...
I don't know the Titans leader, actually.
I think it's Baylin. Baylin ring a bell?
I don't even know if the Titans know who we are. We don't even know who they are.
I think they're one of the guilds that actually don't track us. Yes, Baylin is a leader.
Who is that guy?
I messaged Baylin once a few months ago saying, hey, do you like track the leaderboards? You're like second place, blah, blah, blah. Good job.
And he never responded.
And Baylin was like, why? Why are you asking? All
right. Sorry. Sorry, dude.
How dare you?
Trying to be friendly. All right.
Yeah, trying to be your friend, you freak.
Baylin, if you're here,
yeah,
I make good things. It wasn't like, hey, look at us.
Dude, you should turn that into a hit piece. Like, you should record a video immediately after that. Check out these DM leagues with Step Stop. Like, the tie-ins led by a jerk? Question mark?
Maybe.
Yes, and no, we're still here. We're almost ending it.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, we're kind of chilling because the reading was the main part of the stream. So now we're just here.
Wait, have we seen Naru? Discord or chat,
and they're always in global, and they've come to our stream.
Yeah, then they're co-leader of the Titans.
They are.
Yeah, says I'm not even going to pronounce the full name. It's Narusegawa, aka Naru.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. What's their avatar?
Is it a blob?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, it's a blob. The pink blob from. From Mamos.
Yeah, that's the Naru.
Yep. So at least one of them's tracking something, I guess.
I knew it, James. So yeah, even Greenhouse is PvP. So
hey, Naru, join TPC.
Even ban your guild leader. It's poaching.
Naru and Fione are co-leader. Oh, they'll never leave. They'll never leave Titans. It's a guild full of, you know, RuneScape girlfriends.
Tryhards.
James says, Casey, I hope you know I've been grinding potatoes during the entire stream. You can't hold me down.
Is this where I bring up the Minecraft server I've been working on? for members of the Simple MMO community.
God, you disgust me.
If you want to hang out with other people in the community, I have a server for you. Merry Christmas. Message me.
You might as well do what else would you like to shout out?
I didn't plan that at all.
What else do you want to shout out? Since I mean, we might as well.
Nothing at the moment.
Your guild?
Oh, them.
Your stream?
No, the step stop is on hiatus for now.
Your Discord?
While I work on the Minecraft server, it's pretty intensive. My Discord? That's only for TPC members. Get out of here.
Couchcat merch?
I took that off. I'm literally bald now.
The new
that.
Merch?
There's new merch? Is that available?
Dude, I swear to God, this is
new merch
the last,
available?
This is the last time you'll see TPC on this freaking server.
Prices.
This is your cue to promote it.
Bro, Disdain won 20 mil from a giveaway. I thought he quit. What the fuck? Right, I thought he quit.
I got this.
Thank you.
Everybody, we have launched a new merch store as of last weekend. Check it out. The links are in our Discord. Discord is down below if you want to check it out. Actually, I don't know. Is our store actually in the links down below?
Yeah,
I think
it
you
is.
Did that. Yeah, you're professional enough. Yeah, we got this. So what does it mean? Well, the last store kind of shit with when it comes to customer service. So apologies for that. That's why we
the
dipped
last
out on
store,
them.
It took me 2 months to get a beanie.
Yeah, it was unbelievable and it was not okay. So we moved to a different site. Hopefully better product, better customer service, and cheaper prices across the board, which is awesome. We were able to cut prices even more because we're not trying to make money off of the merch. We just want to share. And you know, if you
listen, I want to make money. You don't have to explain it. Let's just get through this. Don't
regardless,
mention the money thing.
Check it out. We got some new options as well to include a coffee cup if you're into that. Yeah. Also, I do want to shout out one thing before we go. Alec is doing a 24-hour stream in his Discord, in the Elysium Discord, and he has been on it since this morning. Wow. So he's really grinding it out. So if you guys have the link to the Elysium's Discord, check it out. Stop by, say hi to Alec, and wish him good luck.
I can post the link right now.
Yeah, go ahead and do
simple
that.
Simple MMO for 24 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. His degen ways.
Is he okay?
Here we go. Sheesh. Here's a link to Elysium.
Fair play.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going in.
So, do you think Elysium will now be on the weekly guild stats?
Absolutely not.
Oh, he's not streaming Simple MMO.
Is he streaming Overwatch right now?
He gave up. He gave up on Simple MMO.
Yeah, he's playing Overwatch. It looks like.
Hentai Steam game. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, he'll get everyone coming in to watch.
Is that demonetized? Don't show what's his name? Who clicked on the 18 plus Discord?
Oh, Delusion.
Yeah, don't show Delusion that joke. Okay, anyway. Yep, anyway. So we have new merch. Another huge thing going on right now in preparation for season 2. This is like the downtime. We have season 1 community awards that are live. So please, here, I'll even link it here. Oh my God, where is
it? Do it. Go vote. Do it.
Yeah.
Everyone.
I don't even think.
Right,
King
now.
Couch, did you even vote?
I did.
Okay.
Did
just
I?
Making sure.
Wait, maybe I started and I didn't finish it.
So, right now, season one, seasonal guild leaderboards, it's dead and done, but it's time for community awards. So, everyone gets a piece of the pie. Voting's live. If you're a guild lead, guild co-lead officer, spread the word, get as much involvement as you can. Head over to that forum post. The rules are included and, you know, do your thing. We deeply appreciate it. We deeply appreciate everyone taking the time to vote. But it closes the 18th. So you have till, what was that, like next Tuesday? What's the 18th?
Yeah, next Tuesday.
Yeah, so you have till the 18th end of day to vote. So don't forget to do that. And then after that, I guess we're just going to recruit friends and count this shit. I guess. And then eventually we'll have an award show. Which I don't even know we have a date yet, but it'll be a thing.
We will have to wear suits.
What is on your head?
It's an octopus, idiot.
Oh, okay. It's not a tiger because tigers in chat crying about tigers, dude.
Who cares? Get out of here.
Anyway, that's pretty much the big news going on right now. Keep an eye out for this weekend. I'll have a Couch Cat update video. I'm pretty sure to release. Also, we'll be streaming in the Discord, hopefully some COD. It's season 3, so we got some new things to grind.
Man.
Maybe some Phasmo if no one else shows up. Crazy Fog doesn't fucking show up and play COD daily with me. Yeah.
Lives.
So that should do it. Thanks, chat, for hanging out. Thank you for sticking through the story. Oh my God, that was something else. It was pretty good. I like everyone's sound effects. And you know, shout out to all of you, shout out to our friends and fans. Play Simple MMO, use Yomo's tool, like the video if you haven't already, subscribe if you're new here, and head on over to couchcatpod.com for more Simple MMO content. And we'll see you next time. Peace out, everyone.
Bye-zy, bye.
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 Is that really how you say bye to people?
Bye, guys.